You're very welcome to the Health and Fitness Show here on Midlands 103. I'm your host, Dr. Diane Cooper, and today we'll be speaking with Gary Salmon. He's a senior instructor with the National Learning Network. We'll be speaking with Killian Byrne, who is the trustee for Parkrun Ireland, and he'll be talking about the national parkruns. Jack Ryan is the Parkrun Event Director of the Grand Canal Way Parkrun in Tullamore. He'll be talking about a great milestone, their first birthday celebrations happening tomorrow. And Ruth Kavanagh, registered associate nutritionist with EduFit, will join us with her top tip and recipe for the week. And joining me on the Health and Fitness Show now is Gary Salmon. And Gary is a senior instructor on the Sport and Rec programme in the National Learning Network in Tullamore. Gary, you're very welcome to the show. Thanks very much for joining me.
Diane, thanks very much for having me on. It's been great to connect again with you.
Yeah, I should say, actually, just for our listeners, Gary and I met each other, I would say, about 12 years ago, maybe a little more. I was just starting my lecturing career and I wasn't in the door a week and I got introduced to Gary, who we ended up working together for a number of years. We were actually training our first year sports science students to do fundamental movement skills with primary school kids. So they'd come for a couple of hours and it was absolute bananas, mayhem, loads of fun. And just like Gary, just to say, you're so talented, you know, with the young kids. And it was great fun. It was great fun for all of us. But our sports science students learned so much from you. The kids had a ball and they didn't even know they were training their fundamental movement skills. So it really was a great programme.
Yeah, absolutely, Dan. And sure, look, from my perspective, I suppose the background to my role, I was the GA Development Officer working in AIT at the time. And I suppose I took up that role in 2002. And I suppose the opportunity, it was the first year of our sports science programme. And it was a brilliant thing to do, because the one thing I suppose I've learned down through the years is that you can do all the theory, classroom-based stuff, but when you actually put the students out in the trenches and on the ground with maybe
60 children,
kids,
yeah,
which was about 100 kids in front of them,
yeah,
they learned and they adapted fairly quickly. And you know, the learning outcome was fantastic. The community engagement, from my perspective, was fantastic as well, because, you know, we reached out to the local community. And the one thing I'd always say, even though I had my probably GA hat on at the time, I always used to say to everybody that it was such a program that everybody would look at the program, you wouldn't know what sport the guys were teaching.
Yes,
out there.
Yeah,
it really was incorporating all the fundamental skills. And you know, the local schools in the Athlone area at the time, really, you know, I think, Diane, we would have coached up to 400 children, you know, between over a 6 week period, which is fantastic, really, you know.
It really was. It was phenomenal, and it was so enjoyable. And the joy, like, this is the thing. This is the thing about sport and physical activity, and it's so important. It's the joy. The kids had an absolute ball, and they were very physically active. They worked hard, but they didn't really realise they were doing that, and they just had so much fun.
Yeah, and that's it. And you know, like, the thing about the activities we did, and that, well, like, we steered the ship, I suppose. But like, you know what? Every child participated. There was no level. So everybody had fun. Everybody was able to participate. There was nobody who was brilliant at this, and it was just so equal. And everybody that really want, and you know, really brings me on to where we're probably at, where I'm at. You know, we also dealt with substitutes as kids maybe that had disabilities, mm-hmm, and we tried to incorporate them into our training sessions as well, which I think was fantastic learning for students at the time.
Absolutely. And I suppose that brings me on. Now, I haven't seen you in a few years, Gary, but I now know that you're up to great things. So you're doing this, you're instructing the Sport and Rec programme in the National Learning Network. And I know that involves a lot of work with a lot of people. To start with, can you tell us what the actual programme is?
Yeah, so the programme is a major award in sports and recreation. It's a QQI level 4 mod major award. And so the background is that, so it's NLN, we our funders would be the LOETB, so we would directly sort of work with the LOETB. So we are sort of a specialist provider under the remit of our funders, the LOETB.
So that's the Laois Offaly Education Training
Laois
Board.
Laois Offaly Education Training Board. And I suppose NLN all around the country, that's the way the structure would be. I know there's a sports programme in Castlebar, and there's one in Tralee, obviously in Tullamore then, and one in Dublin as well. And I suppose we're specialised programmes, and we attract and try to recruit people maybe, you know, who have experienced maybe a setback in life, maybe have had an accident and have been out of work and maybe looking to retrain. Mm-hmm. People maybe, unfortunately, that maybe are out there to have a mental health issue, maybe have a dependency on alcohol or drug activities. You know, we are probably, I suppose NLN is probably the largest provider in the country in terms of trying to meet the needs of people out there who possibly feel that maybe they're at a certain roadblock and they can't actually, is there anything out there for them, you know, that sort of way.
Absolutely. And then here you are, and of course there is. And so I assume, Gary, would you have a wide range of age groups then coming to you?
Absolutely, Dan. So my programme basically would, anybody really that would be in Uthridge, so you're looking at 17 years of age up to one of my last graduates, and he won't thank me for this, but one of my guys that just left there last year was in his 40s. And do you know what? He was a fantastic student who is now actually in our old university. He's actually doing second year social care in AIT.
Brilliant.
So he's progressed on there. So from any range, and we have in my current group at the moment, I was just saying offline, I actually have I have a couple of guys from South America, a guy from Lithuania, I have a couple of guys and girls from around Burr, around Forban, Tullamore area, Kilbeggan. So we're taking in a catchment of a big area, and Port Laois as well.
Brilliant. So it's a sport and rec programme. So I assume then, like, they're learning, well, you can tell me, of course, but I assume they're learning about coaching, about, you know, all of those essential skills. They're obviously, and as part of that, they have to be physically active themselves, in that they have to teach it. And what else kind of is incorporated in the course?
Yeah, so Dan, to get a major award, the guys have to complete 8 modules, okay? And the modules, I suppose, we have 4 core main modules that most NLNs would have to get a major award, and they would be communication, work experience, IT, and customer service. Now, they would be the 4 that I would do. So they would be the 4 main core modules. And then you would flip it over then that we would have 4 sporting modules. So currently at the moment, the accredited modules I'm teaching are food and nutrition, the favourite of all the students, human biology, not. we have a module then, a lovely module called health-related fitness, which is really, we're actually currently doing. And we do soccer coaching skills as well. So we do soccer module at the moment. Then on the flip side of that, then we do a lot of softer skills. So we work a little bit with the Offaly Sports Partnership, because obviously we're based in Tullamore. We link in with Offaly Sports Partnership. We link in with CARA, who are the disability support group in Ireland. They're based down in Tralee IT. So the guys, we do disability workshops. We do training workshops. I'm also doing some foundation GAA football and hurling coaching certs as well for the guys. And we're trying to develop their CV as we're going along by giving them experience and you know what, it gives them an opportunity maybe to work with cool camps, with FEI camps, and that going forward.
Absolutely. So like you're basically training them in skills that they will really be able to use. Like there are pathways and avenues from there.
Absolutely, Dan. Absolutely. And you, the current group of students, the progression routes are, I suppose, to progress on to maybe some of the ETB's level 5 programs. There's a lot of sport and rec level 5s, and obviously the progression route then after that is into like the TOS and Carlo and Athlone IT to progress on to maybe level 6, level 7 degree programs. So there is a progression route there, and some of our students in sport have gone on and progressed to the different programs like that. Then the other side is some guys, because of their work experience, what we're doing is we're getting prepared, we're getting them ready for employment, getting back into work. So some of the guys have gone on and they've got employment, full-time employment in industry, in factories. Some of them have gone working with the Irish Wheelchair Association. So to name a few organisations, we are progressing people on. So it's a stepping stone, really, to get guys back into maybe into employment, back into education, down the road.
Can I ask, is there a certain time of year that people can sign up for this?
So that, Diane, that's a great question. And it's probably one of the very flexible things that we have at NLN. But we're actually probably we have a continuous intake all the time. So generally, anybody that wants to join our program at any given time, whether it's during the summer holidays, during Christmas time, you know, we are on a continuous intake, which means we're always taking in students. So our doors are open 24 hours, 12 months a year.
That is, I love to hear this because, you know, at certain times in life, you just feel ready for something and you just kind of know this is my time. And then to be told, well, that's great, but you can't do it for 8 months.
Absolutely. Yeah. And look, currently at the moment, I suppose it's a peak time at the moment. The Leaving Cert results are out and, you know, people are wondering, where am I going? Have I enough points for this? One of the things, we don't do points. So basically, you know, what we're looking for is people, we do our own sort of screening assessments when people come in the door. So, you know, points are, you know, they're, to us, it's fantastic you have them, but to us, it's we take it on MERV and we work with the students. So that is one of the things, I suppose, that it's very personalised what we do.
Yeah, it's fantastic. And I just want to add, because Gary, you've so many years experience in this. Like, apart from all of the million great things that you've just mentioned, like, when we step back, like the students have lots of different things going on in their lives. And can I just ask, like, because I see it myself. So obviously they're learning and they are developing and stuff. But like the role of physical activity and sport in helping people actually in life. So not just in their careers or in their sport. Like, can you see, as they go through this journey of learning and teaching and coaching and all of these things, can you see like the impact that it might have on them themselves as a person and in their lives, kind of separate to what they're actually doing day to day in the course? Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, absolutely. So the skills are, you know, obviously there's the academic side of modules and all that, but I suppose the hidden skill set and the benefits of the physical activity and health and being involved in sport, you know, for example, you know, people that have the ability to go to the gym, the motivation, because they're on a sports bike, to start going to the gym, develop a routine in life is really important. And what I found just as down through the years is having structure in your life is really, really important. And if you have sport, you have options of having you go to the gym, to go to a walk. Anxiety, stress, you know, mental, everybody is dealing with so many things in life. And I think the planning and just to maybe give themselves an hour every day to do some sort of activity or exercise, even if it's a walk, doesn't have to be the marathon, the 10K run or run down a mountain. It can be just a very simple walk, fresh air, get out and meet people, talk, communicate. And that environment is just, that's exercise. That's developing a routine on a daily basis, because all of a sudden it becomes good and we feel good about it and people do these things. So I see a lot of benefits at the moment to physical activity.
Absolutely. And I'd imagine that you really do see it in your job in particular. And importantly now, Gary, if there's people listening today and they want to get involved, how do they do that?
So, Diane, great. So look, at anybody who... We're recruiting constantly, a continuous intake all the time. The National Learning Network head offices are based for Tullamore, based in the Tanyard, which is down Tanyard in Tullamore. Geographically wise, it's the Tanyard, Tullamore. But anybody can log on to the website for the NLN. They can drop a message online. They can also contact me direct via my email address. If I can give it out, that'd be fantastic.
Please do, Gary. Yep, please do. Fire away.
So I'm very particular about this. So it's Gary with two R's, G-A-R-R-Y, dot Salmon with the two M's, not the L. So it's S-A-M-M-O-N at NLN.ie. So it's Gary.Salmon at NLN.ie. I also have a mobile number here, which is a work number, and it's 086-043-3038. And I'll give that one more time, 086-043-3038. So if anybody is listening and they feel like, you know what, this would be something that I could come in and talk to Gary with, no commitment, give me a text, give me a contact, an email. And you know what, I'll set the ball rolling and I'll set up a meeting and we'll have a chat And, you know, if sports maybe isn't for them, maybe we have another course that might suit them.
Gary, that's fantastic. And obviously from having worked with you and knowing the person that you are, I would highly recommend that you do contact Gary. Gary, thank you so much for your time. Well done on all of your fantastic work. And thanks for joining us today.
You're welcome, Dan. Thanks for having me.
I'm joined now on the line by Killian Byrne, trustee for Park Run Ireland. Killian, you're very welcome to the show. Thanks very much for joining me.
No problem. Thank you, Dan.
Killian, I'll just start by saying I absolutely love the Park Run initiatives. So obviously, I know you've been in operation for a long time, and I think particularly coming out of COVID, I really feel like people would have missed these types of activities. So before we go into kind of how people can get involved, will you just give us an idea into what the Park Runs are?
Sure, absolutely. Park Run is a free timed 5K every Saturday morning at 9:30. It takes place in about 130 different locations right across Ireland. It is an initiative that was set up. In fact, Park Run Global celebrated their 18th birthday just this weekend past. Ireland has been about 13-14 years now. So essentially what people do at Parkrun is you can come along 9:30 on a Saturday morning at your local Parkrun. And if you register online, it's free and you get a barcode. You bring that barcode with you. You can walk, you can jog, you can run your 5K. Your barcode gets scanned by our volunteers at the end, and then you get a time, and that's what happens. It is a very, very simple, free initiative, which essentially allows people to get active, even if they haven't been active in the past. And that is the real focus for Parkrun, is to bring the opportunity to people, because a lot of people have concerns and issues and difficulties, and they go, I could never do that. It's something that is for other people, but it's not. Being active is for everybody, and it is Parkrun's aim to make the world a healthier and happier place.
Sure, and that's just so important. So, like, it's inclusive. It doesn't matter what age you are. It doesn't matter what your fitness level is or what your previous experience is. And it actually sounds like that you're really trying to encourage people to either return to physical activity if they've had a break for whatever reason, or get started and use these fabulous events as a way to get going.
Yeah, absolutely. Like, I think you mentioned COVID earlier on, and one of the key things that we found as a nation was that people actually did like to exercise. When we were all restricted within our 2K limits, we found that the parks, the playgrounds, the roads, the GAA clubs, where people could get out in a safe, controlled manner, they found, actually, you know what? I can do this. And that's the very basic ethos for Parkrun, is to allow people, regardless of their ability, to say, yes, I can do this. And, the one thing that we are probably most proud of in Parkrun is every year that we compile all the results and all the details and all the data, we find that the time for the average time for Parkrun is going up and up and up. And normally people will go, well, surely you want people to get faster. Well, actually, by the time going up, the average time for Parkrun increasing means that people who may not normally have done a Parkrun are beginning to get out. And we don't mind. If you do your 5 kilometer walk in 60 minutes, 70 minutes, whatever, our volunteers will be there, and they will help you and they will encourage you. And nobody comes last at Parkrun. Every single Parkrun around the country has a volunteer called a tail walker. And that tail walker will come last. Nobody comes last at Parkrun. They will encourage you. And we ask people, this is not a race. we ask people to bring friends. We ask people to bring children. All we ask is that if you can register in advance, that you do so, because that then enables you to get your barcode, to get your time, to help the volunteers. And essentially, because we're there every week, you don't have to do it every week, but people know that it's on. And for a lot of our participants and for a lot of our volunteers, this can be sometimes the only opportunity to get out during the week to get active. And we all know how busy people are. And I think you probably get this on a very regular basis. Somebody will go, I just don't have the time. You know, I've got two kids. I've tried to get them out to school. I'm making lunches. I'm making dinners. I'm trying to work. I've got bills to pay. Everything is just coming up on top of me, and the pressure on my shoulders is too much. Well, that's what Parkrun is there for. We can help you. You know that it's on in rain, wind, or you know, snow, whatever the conditions. The volunteers will be there at 9:30 on the Saturday morning, and absolutely everybody is welcome.
Yeah, I really love this. Like, it sounds like, and it is like this, because I know a lot of people who do your park runs, but there's a very big focus on connectiveness and that social element. And as you said, it's not about time. It's not about completely stressing yourself out. It's about giving the time to yourself to actually get the benefits that come from taking part in these types of activities.
Yeah, definitely. Like, one of the things that we hear a lot from our participants is they say it's not actually about the race. Sometimes it's about the coffee and the cake and the connectiveness with other people within your community. And that's what Parkrun is. People talk about the Parkrun family or the Parkrun community. Now, I'm Dublin-based, and I'm lucky to have Parkruns, a number of Parkruns very close by to me. But if you take somewhere like Tullamore Parkrun, who are celebrating their first birthday this week, it is the community. This is the local event that happens. And you get people who may not see each other on a regular basis, or you might get teachers and pupils participating together, or bosses and staff, or whatever. It is about people. And like, I travel down to run the Grand Canal during the year, earlier on during the year. And it's about the cup of coffee afterwards and the chat and who are you and what do you do and thank you for visiting. And we get a whole load of people who visit. One of the big things about Parkrun worldwide is actually the opportunity to go and visit other parkruns around the country. And we have people who are trying to get the alphabet of parkruns. So they go A, B, C, D, and they work their right the way through. And essentially they've got, there's one parkrun, I believe, in Poland, which begins with Z, and it is the only one. And that is a very, very popular parkrun for people to visit. So it is,
that's,
you know,
brilliant. So very, very good. And are there also junior parkruns?
Yes. So Sunday mornings, we have a junior parkrun for our 4 to 14-year-old age group. And that is 2 kilometres. And again, it is something that is a real sight to behold. When you go down and you see, 20, 30 kids, some of whom are toddling around with their mums or their dads, or they have their pets with them on a lead, or they have their brothers and sisters in a buggy beside them. It is wonderful to see, because again, some of these people, this is just fun for them. Some of them don't complete all the way around. They might do one lap instead of 2 laps. They might do 1 kilometre instead of 2 kilometres. But the sense of achievement, and it's an opportunity for families to get together and do things together. Because again, like we mentioned earlier on, you might have two parents who are out working an awful lot during the week, and they may not get to see their family as a unit as much as they can. And junior parkrun on Sunday morning, again at 9:30, is an opportunity for them to get together and have fun. And that's what it is all about. There is no pressure. There is no issues with regards to who finishes first, who finishes last, you know, what time you finish in. If you cut a corner, nobody's going to give out you. it is about having fun. And the smiles on these kids' faces and they come across the finish line is just brilliant.
You couldn't put a price on that. The sense of achievement, and as you said, their little faces, because I've seen it myself, is absolutely fabulous. It really is. And just lastly, Killian, I'll just ask you, for people to get involved, is there a website, or how is it best for people to get information about this?
Absolutely. What I would say is, if anybody is interested, to find your local parkrun, go on to the website parkrun.ie/events, and that will bring you to a map of Ireland. You click on your local area and you see where the local parkrun is. Every single one of them have their own page on the website, and that page is full of details on how to get there, who's volunteering, what you need to do. You can register for your barcode on parkrun.ie, but that should be your first port of call. But essentially, 9:30 a.m. Saturday morning, every Saturday morning, Parkrun and our volunteers will be there waiting for you.
Killian, thank you so much, and just massive congratulations to everyone involved in Parkrun. I think this is an amazing initiative, and Killian, thanks so much for your time.
No problems, and I hope to see you and all of your friends there next weekend.
Thanks very much.
Cheers.
I'm joined now on the line by Jack Ryan, and he is the Parkrun event director of the Grand Canal Way Parkrun in Tullamore. Jack, you're very welcome to the show. Thanks very much for joining me.
Thank you for having me.
I've just been reading, Jack, that you are having your first birthday celebrations tomorrow. Is that correct?
It is, yeah.
What a great milestone. And Jack, I also read that you have Sonia O'Sullivan actually coming down to celebrate the event with you. How did that occur?
So I was fortunate enough to be coached by Sonia during the summer for a half marathon race. She does a podcast with a comedian called Jarlett Regan called The Irishman Abroad. And I emailed in, and I was picked as a lucky winner. And I ran the half marathon and I got a PB thanks to Sonia.
Wow.
And lucky enough, through my connection, I sent an email in and invited them to run with us. And very excitedly, they're coming on Saturday, which is just great for the town.
I'd say that was great, the training with Sonia, was it?
Yeah, it was a great experience. I mean, her podcast, I was listening, I call it a podcast, you're online. I'm constantly listening to things. I was listening to yours this morning. It's just wonderful. And she's just so energetic, and she has so much time for people. I'm a fine runner, I'm okay. There was people faster than me in the program, but even the people, you know, who are maybe struggling, she just wants to encourage everyone to get out and move. So it's great now that she's coming down on Saturday. It's just such a such an honour, really.
That is absolutely fantastic. Will you tell us a little bit more about the birthday celebrations?
Yeah, no, it is a fantastic milestone. I mean, so much work has gone into it through COVID to get the event up and running. And we have such a great team of volunteers and so many wonderful participants, from dog walkers, families, people with buggies, walkers, joggers, right up to people who are probably athletes, you know. And it's just great now for everyone to be able to come together, whether it's their first, their 10th or their 50th parkrun. Everyone is welcome to come down and get involved and walk a 5K, which is, it costs nothing, and everyone is so welcoming, and we really just want to make sure everyone is out together exercising and just enjoying each other's company.
Absolutely brilliant. And what time does it start at on Saturday?
It's good to get down at 9:20, so you can do a quick warm-up, and we start the event at 9:30 and everyone goes off together.
Excellent. And where's the start, actually?
So the start is on the canal in Tullamore, on the Fiona's Way there, beside the monument to Fiona Pender. You'll see everyone gathering there, and we meet about 100 metres from the monument.
Okay, so we're encouraging everybody to come down on Saturday to this really great event. And Jack, I'm sure, like all of the other park runs around the country, we've just been speaking with Killian about the park runs nationally. Do you run park runs every Saturday?
I do, yeah, and I'm volunteer mainly, but I started in Mount Lucas, which is also in Offaly, which is another great park run, but Tullamore deserves its own park run, and there is enough people in Tullamore, whether they walk, run, to get out and support the park runs, whether it's in Mullingar, Vicarstown, Athlone, or Mount Lucas, and we're a really good community. We have people from all the different park runs come visit over the year.
Jack, that's absolutely fantastic. Thanks very much for joining me on the show, and I hope you have a fantastic time on Saturday.
Oh, thanks very much. Thank you, Diane.
And joining me again in studio this week is Ruth Kavanagh, Registered Associate Nutritionist with EduFit. So Ruth, first of all, I'll just say from last week, I made your vegetable soup. You were talking about food waste, and I used up all the leftover veggies and I used your secret ingredient. And I have to say, it did actually make a massive difference.
Brilliant.
Just remind us again what it was. What's the secret ingredient?
Bouquet garni. So it's literally like a tea bag of different herbs. That's literally what it is. So if you've seen the video online, you can see what it looks like. And it's in the aisle where the spices are in the supermarket.
Yes. Okay. So that was a success. Thanks a million. It was lovely. So what is your tip and recipe of the week for this week?
So my tip this week is in line with the tip last week on how to reduce food waste. And it is to love your leftovers. And the Environmental Protection Agency did some research last year, and they found that the average Irish household throws out around 150 kg of food waste each year. And
so each household, 150 kilos of food waste each
year.
Wow.
It's mad. And they looked at the cost of this, and they estimated it to be approximately €700 per year per household, just gone down the drain on food waste. So if you look at that per month, it's €58 per month. That's huge. I know a lot of things that I could be spending €58 a week on.
Absolutely.
Yeah, so the key here is using leftovers can really help to reduce your food waste. And as a rule of thumb, leftover food can be kept in the fridge and used within 2 days, except for rice. So we should aim to use up rice within 1 day. But if you want longer than this, then pop your leftovers in the freezer and then take them out when you need them.
And sorry, why are the rules different for rice?
Because certain bacteria can grow on the rice, so it can actually be not good.
Right.
So people kind of think, oh sure, it'll be fine, but no, don't take the chance with rice.
Okay, perfect. Yeah. Perfect.
Yeah, and the key here is it's important to make sure that you cool your hot leftovers before putting them in the fridge or freezer, and usually it should be put into the fridge within 2 hours of cooking. So try and make sure that you cool the foods within the 2 hours before placing them in the fridge or freezer.
Brilliant.
So my recipe of the week this week is vegetable and lentil cottage pie. So there's no meat in this recipe, and it's very, very easy to make. So for the topping, you simply grate one large sweet potato and parmesan. So really quick, you don't need to be boiling potatoes and then mashing them and putting them on top. And what you can do then is you can pop this dish straight into the freezer and then bake it at a time when you want something really within 20 to 25 minutes, or you can bake it and then pop it into the freezer and then take it out, allow it to defrost and heat it up, and then you've a meal to go.
Excellent. That sounds fabulous. I will certainly be trying that. Thanks so much, Ruth.
No problem. Thanks very much, Diane.
Thanks very much for joining me over the last hour, and a special thank you to all of our guests. If you missed any part of the show, or indeed previous shows, you can always listen back on midlands103.com or wherever you get your podcasts from. And as always, I'd love to hear from you. So if you have a question, or you'd like to suggest a topic, or indeed join me on the show, please email me at healthandfitness@midlands103.com, and I'll chat to you again next Friday from 7 p.m.